There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling. This actually is another in the series of Bones. Recording at homes.
Recording at homes. Wonder what that's about. It's cozy. It's fall. Happy Scorpio season, my sister.
Oh my gosh. We're in Bowen's house and it's Scorpio season. You kind of have the floor. What do you want to say?
I say everyone dress in all dark colors.
Mm.
Everyone shoplift a little.
Yes.
Fuck your boss. Just kidding. Don't do any of those things. Especially not wear dark clothes. Let's break that.
Break the pattern.
Pattern.
I am loving dressing for the fall.
I have not heard you so clearly state your not only distaste for summer, but love of the colder season.
It has been the highlight of my year being here in New York City now. Like the October flush and the flannel cure.
November, that's November.
Oh,
flush.
Sorry, fuck. Well, I'm sure November will be great too. And Taylor was right about that one. When I got here, Bowen was playing Cruel Summer, contributing to the number one hit.
I mean, I don't have to contribute anymore. I'm doing it for my own enjoyment now.
Period. I mean, congrats to her, by
congrats
the way.
To her.
10 number ones. And later we will rank all 10 number ones. Look forward to that one
brother.
Later.
Brother. let's talk about my sister's huge, huge musical release. I was going to say album release, but not yet.
Album November release 3rd. Incoming. I mean, let's talk about it. I have a song with Muna.
That is so slay.
You know, they say I can die now. I genuinely, now. If I were to be hit by, let's say, a bus, at
let's
least,
just say.
Let's just say a bus, I at least would have probably in my, you know, what do they call the postmortem when they write about you?
In the
obituary, girl.
Obituary, or do you mean like the autopsy?
Oh, okay. Well, if they cut open my body and could see my heart, it would be flow
swollen
with gratitude.
With love, yeah.
But in my obituary, it probably would read, he had a song with Muna. And then I could die now because I know it'll say
that's
that.
That's the first sentence.
Yeah, period.
He had a song with Muna. Matt Rogers, age 33, was struck by an energy efficient city bus.
At least that.
At least you helped.
I mean, at least I know that while the energy that was being used to run
clean.
Me over, yeah, at least it was clean. At least it's not going to be harmful. I don't think you should even joke about this because you would be distraught. If I were to get hit by a bus out there.
Oh my God. No, I can't even think about this. I would be so sad.
At least it would be during the fall. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you're right. We can't. No, I'm reader, Katie's publicist, finalist. I'm genuinely so immediately sad now that I'm thinking about this. By the way, I am not feeling my best. And
Bowen has what we think is an ear infection.
Yeah, but.
And I've come to his home and he's wearing all sweats and the lights were dim. He was eating, what was it you were having?
Kung Shu Fu Ramen.
There we go.
Which is a famous Chinese ramen that is, I think, better than some of the Korean and Japanese stuff. Sorry.
Looks like you meant to start a war. with that statement.
Yeah.
But things were feeling cozy in here, like a sick boy was living here.
Right.
So I've come over and I, of course, smoked a little weed and then handed him the joint and then I smoked it myself. So that's how we sisters do. We get each other sick. And you did give me COVID recently.
I did.
And by you gave me COVID, I mean I got COVID directly after you. It could have been the other way around, sister.
It probably was for me. Would you rather it have been from someone else?
No, I would. If I'm going to get COVID, I want at least contracted from you. But you were doing that thing of apologizing about it. And I was like, no one should ever apologize at this point. It's out there.
I was apologizing that I was around you guys.
That you knew.
I didn't know.
You knew.
Well.
You tested positive, looked at the stick, and you looked devilishly in the mirror at your reflection and said, coming to me and Sudi. And you walked in and said, give me a hug, sister. Smiling all the way as I contracted the virus.
No.
The coronavirus, 19.
You got to do a song with your favorite band. Is that a true statement?
It is. Do you know why I was so nervous and scared to call them up? And Brett was like, oh, we should FaceTime her right now. Uh-huh. We should FaceTime Katie right now. And I was just like, I had been through like four drafts of like a notes app uh-huh. thing to like send them. And I was like, we can't just call. And he was like, yeah, we can. We're going to do it right now.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. Because he's one of those people that's like such a, we're going to do it, self-starter.
Right.
And I'm the kind of person, I don't know how you feel, but I'll putter around anxiously before I do anything.
I think between you and Brett,
I think
you guys are a great team because you get to pull the other in a direction of your choice.
Yeah. Brett is Leland, by the way, who produced and co-wrote the track with me. And we called, she said yes immediately. And then she sent over the track like pretty much the next day. And we heard her voice on it and literally just collapsed in each other's arms. I was like, because this is his second Muna feature.
Uh-huh.
And it was obviously my first. And I was just like, oh my God, it just made the song so much better. I'm so happy. And then she was in the video.
Comedy performance kick.
She should act.
It was Christmas, right?
Right. She killed it.
She killed it. But just that move on camera.
Oh, yeah. Giving
so funny.
Pop star the whole time. It was so good. And I loved the discussion in the lead up about what she would wear. And she texted me and she goes, should I just be like a slutty pop girly version of you? I was like, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you should. Oh, that's exactly how you should show up. And she did. She looks unbelievable. Was so, so funny. She should act and made the whole thing better. And Jared Frieder crushed it. We co-directed it.
Now, talk about this part. How'd it feel to be in the director's chair?
We love. Because I wrote up the treatment. So basically, my two favorite music videos of all time are Gwen Stefani Cool, which we've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast.
Definitely inspired this video.
Uh-huh. And then also Maroon 5, She Will Be Love, with iconic star turn by Kelly Preston.
Yes.
It's like narrative in a way that I didn't know I could do by myself. So brought Jared in and he just like crushes. He's so good at what he does. Jared Frieder, director.
Director. Previous guest on the podcast, if you are not familiar with
him. He threatened to come over again tonight.
He threatened to. I can't have guests.
No, only me.
I'm so sorry.
He did the Jared thing, which was, I was like, I'm going over to Bones to record the episode. He goes, okay, I'll come.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay. And then he was like, he looked at me like, really? And I was like, no.
Aww.
But he can come another time.
I would have loved to have had him if I wasn't ill. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It's actually very sort of, I'm not going to say chic, but it's apt of you to be sick now in the fall time. Because this is when it goes around, girl. Look at you getting your liquids. He's absolutely sucking down water.
By the way, are you on these Stanley Cups?
Babe, I'm a Stanley girl. I've earned money from Stanley. They took me to Sundance.
Really?
Girl, I speak for Stanley. I have a partnership.
I had no idea.
Girl, get in on this with me. Are you obsessed?
First of all, they sent me their 64-ounce cup. That is all the water you need in a day.
And I'm looking over there, and there is clearly whatever is in that huge canister is all you would need in a day.
Is all I would need in a day. And you want to know something? I drink more.
Period. Because you get excited to drink it because you what? Feel like a Stanley girl.
Can I tell you what I wanted to say when you and Sudi were talking about the people on I Love That For You who had those huge, huge bottles, the 64-ounce bottles that had like the markers and the little like stupid little pep talks on the side.
What? What were you wanting to say to us?
Celeste, Sarah, and I got them at the office.
Yep.
We tried it for a week. We were both like, this isn't fun.
Oh, why? Because it's like, it feels like a chore.
It feels like a chore. aesthetically, those bottles are disgusting.
No, no.
And like, I don't need to be like patronized, infantilized by this fucking water bottle with its words. And then when this came, I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I'm sorry, I'm all about the style. And this has the style.
It will never go out of style. It's classic. It's clean. I know you love that logo.
It's a gorgeous logo. And that bear with the wings.
It's exciting to see you so immediately taken by and enthusiastic about a logo and a font. Because that's how I know the product is top notch. Because you, my sister, have a discerning eye when it comes to that.
I just want...
Can you hand it to me? Can I just look at it and hold it? The Stanley Cup.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Look at that.
Gorgeous.
Hear her sing.
This is the sounds of the Stanley. Oh, this is the sounds of the Stanley Cup.
Hey. Oh.
More to come later. One is going to become a full bop.
Wait, what is it called?
What?
This song.
Which song? My song?
This is the sound of the Stanley.
Oh, this is the sound of the Stanley Cup. I think we're going to find it.
God, I think you have like a Paul Simon Graceland-esque album in you.
You are too kind to me. What are you going to do next? Hand me $20,000?
Girl, I just might. Girl,
this one is too good to me. I literally am so happy to see you enjoying the Stanley.
I love it.
It makes me so pleased.
I look so pathetic and sick right now.
You don't look like you could take on the world, but I'm here with you.
Describe my posture. I'm like, shoulders.
You look like someone in a rom-com who gets broken up with. You look like Diane Lane in like before she starts to like take her own life by the balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's giving Gracie Hart, not yet Gracie Lou Freebush.
Right. Oh wow.
Not in like
I look like a fucking butch FBI agent in the form of Sandra Bullock.
You really do. Honestly, this is giving I'm off duty FBI.
You know what I always loved in Miss Congeniality is that scene that you see her go home, like in the beginning, in the first act, yeah, where you see her go home.
To a shithole.
To a shithole. She takes out a TV dinner, pokes holes in it with her fork, puts it in the microwave, punches a little punching bag.
Yeah.
And sleeps in her shitty, disgusting
apartment. Her hair's like nasty.
Can I say, filming I'm Getting Home scenes must be very difficult. I have not had to do that.
Girl, I think it would be easy because you know all you have to do is channel how tired you are.
But I think it's so hard to like fake familiarity and like, this is just what I'm thinking. Like, it's like, okay, I need to spend at least 4 days on this apartment set before we roll because I need to make this feel like
you need to marinate in the atmosphere. You're actually making an incredible point about that scene in that film.
I know I am.
I had never really thought of this before, but she is not discovering at all. She is totally at home. There is no doubt that that shit box is her apartment. She is at home there. This is why Sandra Bullock is being given the award that she's being given today by us.
Which is?
Sandra Bullock, you are the actress of the millennium.
We will be awarding and honoring you at next year's Las Culturistas
Culture Awards. Be there, Sandra. You are the actress of the millennium. And this is a developing story.
The way that woman carries herself.
Oh, yeah.
What an honor to be alive the same time she is.
Babe, let me tell you something. One word that doesn't get said enough in this context, gravity.
Gravity.
We talk about gravity all the time.
God.
Things might be falling down. Things might be falling down all around us, but I want to hear the word gravity used more in context with this film.
Yes.
It should be the number one thing when you search gravity in Wikipedia should be this film and her performance, not what happens when you drop something from the air.
I want the TikToks to be not about, you know, it's not like a video of some woman and then it says gravity be like, and the woman goes, I show you this, right? Put that down. For real.
For real.
If you know, you know. But I think that's one of the funniest memes ever.
Memes?
They can be not so funny.
Not us being on this podcast.
Stone.
Just being like, you know what we're going to talk about and spend energy on? Memes and the Stanley.
Girl, I did not expect this going
Katie's in. Are eating this week.
I have an earth-shattering, I don't think so, honey.
You do?
Yes. Stay tuned. Readers, Katie's publicist, final
God! To think that is still to come, and we're going to rank the Taylor Swift number one hits. Wow.
You're not. You literally don't know what's coming for you. All of you. I'm looking at my sister. You don't know what's coming.
It's like sweeps. It's like November sweeps.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's like the trailers leading up to like a big moment. It's like, you will sweeps. Never be the same.
I miss sweeps and sweeps culture. We wouldn't have gotten Code Black if it weren't for sweeps.
There would not be any of the most memorable episodes of any of these shows had it not been for sweeps. And that is sweeps culture. Sweeps culture was TV culture. And that's rule of culture. Number six, sweeps culture was TV culture.
I think I said this recently and it's staying with me, and I hate to talk about work, but like, you know, I was doing like final interviews for Dicks, and then like people were asking me like, oh my God, what was Travis and Taylor like when they came to SNL? Mm-hmm. And then my answer was like, you know what? It reminds me that like live TV lets you do things like that.
Yeah.
And like really surprise people. And like, and I said quite literally, streaming could never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Literally could never.
It's so, isn't it so crazy? I don't even watch Love is Blind anymore, but the fact that they couldn't get that live finale right, that reunion right, is so embarrassing. I know it's been like a couple of years at this point, or like a year and a half. That is a huge embarrassment for Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, not to be...
No, I mean, like, I think, and also not for nothing, but you know what would have been a huge moment if we had sweeps culture? Even like eventized television culture anymore? The Aiden thing on... And just like that wouldn't have been ruined. The Samantha thing, thing wouldn't have been ruined.
You're
and
so
then
right.
Those would have been moments. And
we can never get those.
No, it's sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
No, we're genuinely like, if I think too hard about it, I'm like,
I cry hard.
I cry hard. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister in any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! We're all going together, the Lost Cult family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for what you want want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
First of all, can I say, you literally also, you took a fall.
I took a fall.
You took a tumble. Bowen hurt his shoulder and the circumstances are not necessarily important, but he took a fall.
I took a fall at work.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Let's just say there was a sketch where there's pandemonium going on in the background and I was told to run away and check Molly Carney in the shoulder. And guess what happened? I spun into a fall. You ever hear that?
Spun into a fall.
Like I was a damn fucking pinwheel.
You know what though? At least like if it had gone really wrong.
Yeah, it could have gone much worse.
The headline would have been Bowen Yang spills into fall. Injures self.
Face. All for SNL sketch.
Mostly background role.
No, I don't mind that.
No, I know. There are no small parts. You say that every single day. You call me like, and you somehow work it into every conversation we have. Every single one. You say, you know, there's no small parts. I'm like, yes, I know about it.
It applies to a lot.
I think I do
incorporate it into every conversation we have.
Listen, was there anything you want to say on this podcast about the after party and the experience of being around Lady Gaga? Because we said it in our 92 Street NY, but we did not say here. Do you want to tell the readers about something that happened momentous in your life?
It was a momentous. I haven't even really processed it. We even talked about this exact scenario a few episodes ago.
Yes.
This is me meeting the person that I cannot imagine meeting because I don't know how I would behave meeting. And interestingly, I know.
Ooh!
So we're at the meeting between Dress and Air. We're on the studio floor. It's like 200-300 people who work there all listening to Lauren talk about the sketches that are making it to air. Mine got cut. No problem. I was totally fine with it, actually. I was like, you know what? I don't need to have a little thing in this. This is such a strong show for other people. It's an amazing show overall. Anyway, Lauren goes, and Lady Gaga will be introducing the first song. And then I screamed in my faggiest moment in my entire time working there, Lady Gaga! Everyone gasped, giggled, screamed. Lauren was like,
yeah.
Well, she's not the Lady Gaga. She's Lady Gaga. I was like, I think he was just trying to, you know what? Lauren loves to be a little zinger.
He was like, she's not the Lady Gaga. She's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Like basically saying like, yeah, she's a normal girl.
I know. I think he was trying to like, he was telling me like, be.
He was saying, Bowen,
calm down.
Straighten
up. He was Meryl straightened out.
He was saying, you
straighten up. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's.
Oh.
And then later.
I have doubts.
No, girl. Later in the night when you met the guy.
I thought you were saying later in the movie, doubt.
And then later in the movie, what was another line? And say the rest of the script.
I have such doubts. Later.
She comes out. She introduces Bad Bunny. She said, Nueva York.
Nueva York. Puerto Rico. The reason why she did that is very clever. And I can't really get into it.
Yeah.
But the reason she did that is genius, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go to the after party. Matt and I actually saw Titanic once with Bobby Campbell, her amazing, incredible manager. He's so lovely. And his partner, Robert. And then Bobby grabs me. Well, actually, Bobby did not grab me. It was Robert who grabbed me. Robert's like, you have to meet Stephanie. I said, oh, no. I literally was like, no.
Yeah, fear that's response, okay. No.
True fear response. I was like, oh, no, that's okay. I really can't. I wasn't even gawking at her. Like, she was sitting in my eyeline, like, from my table. I was like, I can't look at her. I can't, like, I can acknowledge that she's here. I just, this is really overwhelming. But then Robert dragged me over in the nicest way, against my will. But then, no,
I feel it. I feel that feeling.
She was deep in conversation with someone else. And then she says, hello. She says, it's so nice to meet you. And she says, you're so funny. I think she just like knew me as a cast member, but like, yeah, didn't really.
She doesn't know that you stand so.
She doesn't know that I stand so. I don't think she has ever clocked me being on the show other than that night.
Really?
She had no idea what I was about in terms of her.
Well, she lives on Chromatica.
She lives on Chromatica.
And she's been Harley Quinn for about a year and a half. So
she's been Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
And I immediately launched to the story that I told earlier about Lorne. And I said, oh my God, Gaga, my faggiest moment in my time working here, my 6 years working here, 5 years, whatever. Basically told her that story. And I screamed to her face in a crowded restaurant. I screamed, Lady Gaga! And she kind of like gasped a little and then like kind of like looked around the restaurant in a way that like wasn't, she was being polite. She wasn't making it so conspicuous, but like I definitely felt self-conscious. Like I was like, oh no. She like giggled through it, was nervously laughing through it. But I was like, oh, I've actually made her uncomfortable.
You know what? Can I say?
Yeah.
That is good. You... Sure. Made Lady Gaga uncomfortable. This woman turns into other people, okay? She is Lady Gaga who came down like a spider into the Super Bowl. She is Lady Gaga Patrizia.
And Reggiani.
She was shook by something that you did. Girl, the way you are one of the most legendary icons. You shook Gaga.
I shook Gaga. That's true. I didn't think of it that way.
The title of Ep? Gaga shook.
Gaga shook. I was Gaga shook in that moment.
Gaga shook.
I think it should be you shook Gaga.
You shook Gaga.
I didn't physically shake her. I did not touch her besides like a hug. And that was it.
Yeah, that's good that you made that clear.
Well, so I guess the first moment was technically a good night when I hugged her. And that was...
So that was literally the first moment you hugged her. And then what were you thinking while it was happening?
I was like, that experience that what just happened is on a lightning fast conveyor belt. Let it go. Don't grab it. Don't think about it.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
No.
So then at the after party, I sit next to her at her table for like 15 minutes-ish. She's literally fully turned the other way, like talking to someone else. But I was talking to Bobby and Roberts. And gosh, that was it. I was like, I apologized to her. I was like, I fully embarrassed her earlier. She was like, no, you didn't. But I was like, oh, yikes. That could have gone better.
Listen. Fine. The rest is still unwritten. I think it's actually one of the most beautiful lines in a song. I think that there is a great future. And I think that what you have done is you've both shaken and you've shaken her, but humanized yourself. Oh. And it's because you showed up honestly that night.
Yes.
My sister only shows up as herself. She deserves accolades.
That would never happen with anyone else in the world.
Do you know, we were supposed to be there and Dave was kicking himself, but we did have a fun time.
Because his two favorite artists are, in fact, Bad Bunny and Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. We were out on Long Island. We were having a fall day.
You guys had a gorgeous fall day.
We went to go see my parents. We lost the family dog, Bailey. So that was a rough one for Richie and Trina. And, you know, put the lighters in the air for Bailey, who was 14 and a half.
She was a queen.
She was a queen and a legend, but... Mm. Reaching out to anyone out there that goes through like the loss of a pet, because it is tough. Yeah. But we went out to see them. I took House, Jared, and
Dave.
And Dave. And we went out and we had pumpkin beers, girl. Yum. And you know I crave them. Yeah, and then we went to a haunted escape room themed to the film It on Long Island.
Did you go into the damn sewer?
Honey, what happened was we basically were up in the sewer. And
up in the sewer,
little boy's jacket, his yellow jacket was there covered in blood. Oh, it was a hard escape room. And there was a live actor.
No.
As Pennywise.
No.
So as if that wasn't enough terror. And yes, we did get out with, I think, 7 or 8 minutes to spare. We got out. We went
Someone
to.
Someone was Pennywise?
Yeah, hon. They were.
Hon, I'm not, I'm getting not, in I'm my not face. Solving no puzzle when Pennywise is a foot away from me.
One of film's scariest monsters. And a front runner for that category next year at the last Culturistas Culture Awards. Because Pennywise has been under-rewarded at that ceremony. And it's time that we take accountability.
Year three, we're breaking the terrible standards we've set for ourselves in years one and two.
The standards from before are no longer the standards.
The last Culturistas Culture Awards are a dusty, stodgy institution.
Used up. We know it's rigged.
It's time we change it.
I have a feeling that if a celebrity says they're going to be on the show, they win.
What do you mean?
I think it's fixed. I think that Matt and Bowen fix it. I think that they wait to see if a celebrity's gonna, like, I think that, do you think that they would have given Ariana Madix the coolest girl award if Ariana Grande had said that she would show up? What would they have done then?
That's hard.
Fake. That's both of them. I hate them.
Matt and Bowen?
I hate them. They're so annoying.
Faggots.
They're such faggots. Where did we drift from? Oh, the fall day.
The fall day.
So then after the escape room, we went to, in Hop Hog, Long Island, New York. It was rated 39th out of all haunted attractions in the country. Number one in New York. The Chambers of Hell.
Girl.
The Chambers of Hell.
Who did you see?
Girl.
Beelzebub?
Basically her. And a lot of her friends that are no fun to be around, sweetie.
The incubi, the succubi.
For everyone saying that I was skipping right to Christmas, I want you to know I went to the Chambers of Hell for you so that I wouldn't skip, sorry, but y'all's favorite holiday.
Yep.
I went into the Chambers of Hell. I'm not even kidding you. I've never experienced a walkthrough haunted house like this. There was a point.
Oh, no.
Where we had to get on our hands and knees and crawl under shit. Then I had to climb up in, like, literally, this, it's like crawl spaces. The actors are dressed down. They're jumping. They're screaming. They're carrying on. Playing for team too much. Chasing.
It's hell, girl.
It was the Chambers of Hell, and there were three of them. This was a 40-minute experience.
What?
We were so shook. I swear to God. You were having a heart attack throughout. Kudos. Can I bang the Stanley to them? Let's just play the Stanley song for all the girls in the Chambers of Ella and Hot Bog. We were so shook we had to eat. We went to Patrizia's on Long Island. Yes. It's an Italian restaurant where it's a party all
night.
It looked
like a damn party.
I swear to God, they were serving towers of espresso martinis with sparklers on the top.
Ooh.
And I said,
that's team too much.
It was world championship.
Heather J, be careful. Watch out.
Watch out. Well, I think Whitney is more team too much this season.
Oh, yeah. Whitney's.
But anyways, so then we eat this vicious Italian meal. Get on the Long Island Railroad. We are full of cheese.
Mm.
I wake up in the morning, and at that point, I was not making it to SNL. I wasn't taking my full of cheese body to go, like, you know, wink at Bad Bunny from across the room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
But we wish we could have been there with you, beloved.
It would have been such a fun shared moment, but it was a nice night.
And we missed you on the island, too, slurping back pumpkin beers.
Oh, I wish I was. I have not. See, the thing about this job is I have not had a nice, proper fall getaway in so long.
I know that you've been craving that.
Remember when that year we went to Tarrytown?
Oh my God, of course. That was revolutionary.
And then we did the Sleepy Hollow haunted house.
That was so much fun. That was a little too... Here's what I loved about this haunted house. Small. That one was really crowded. And the crowd... It was like you could barely move throughout because it got backed up. Mm-hmm. This one, they were doing like crowd control.
Wow.
So that you were really in every room by yourself with your party. Wow. And I was like, give it up.
For production.
Yeah.
That's producing, literally, is thinking about the experience.
MetLife Stadium should talk to them about moving people through a space.
There is no hope.
There is.
And listen,
no
hope. Y'all listening, if you live in the tri-state area, it's the worthiest investment ever to just get the party bus.
Honey,
that is the best money you will have ever spent.
Go online, find a bunch of people who are going, especially if it's one of these big artists, you know, there's big fan communities where you'd want to carpool and go in on one of these buses. You can get in and out.
And then guess what? They get to stay in the parking lot for the entire show. And then you just go back to where you came from. And then these huge vehicles plow through the lines that are leaving the stadium.
Mm-hmm,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful, big, and bold is how you feel when you roll up in the automobile that's big.
That one doesn't work as well as a lot of my other songs.
I disagree.
There was something about it in the beginning, and then, I don't know, girl.
That's how you feel in the automobile?
That's how you feel in the automobile. There's something there.
Oh, yeah.
What if we just did a jam sesh? What if you and I just wrote a fucking pop banger?
Okay.
No. Okay, we'll do it. What mood are you in right now?
I'm so awful.
You feel awful because you're sick.
But I'm here with my friend, so maybe there's a song about that.
I think that's definitely part of the texture, but like, I feel like your emotion right now is like, yeah, you know it's going to be okay, but you really don't feel good. And what do you think is the tempo, if you could musically express how you feel? This is wonderful. And now just...
I have a headache, but I'm with my girl, so it's okay. Another day in this world.
Wait, this is good. Okay. I have a head. It's sort of like Rolling in the Deep.
Oh my God.
I have a headache, but I'm with my girl. Trying to hit it. It's another day in this world. This is good. This song that is driving through.
It tells you to keep going.
Things are bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a hopeful song.
It's a really hopeful song. It is about rising up to do the podcast episode.
Oh.
That's what it's about. It's about, I know I'm sick, but we need an episode this week.
Right.
I'm not going to let this stop me from doing my job. And getting through the day. And that's what makes the song connect to anyone listening. I will not let my circumstances stop me from getting through this day. You will not hold me down. Katy Perry needs to sing this.
Katy. It's Katy. We'll see you on your next album.
My label mate.
Capital Girls.
That'll be easy to get it over to her.
Yeah. Is that how it works?
I think that it would be a lot easier to work with someone on the same label. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Troye Sivan, my label mate. Let's discuss her.
I think this album is so sublime.
I mean, it's certainly this era of Troye. Just
well done.
A plus.
Confident, comfortable songwriting, amazing production.
And swings.
Swings. The music videos are unforgettable.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm in the damn early aughts.
Yeah. The whole album, I mean, Honey is fantastic.
Honey is so good. I think it's called How to Stay With You, the closing track.
Yeah. What Time Is It Where You Are? I mean, like...
What Time Is It Where You Are? Wow. That yeah. has gotten... I've contributed to half of those plays.
Yeah. I think she's racking up streams, and oh, that's yeah. for sure.
Still Got It is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Silly Got Me Started. Yeah, it's all great.
And shout out to Brett Leland, who's like so fucking good.
So good. I mean... Excellent album. I think people have been chomping at the bit for us to talk about this album that we've been hyping for months and months
oh,
and months.
Oh, Chapel?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We went to go see her at Brooklyn Steel, too.
I saw her both the night she was yeah. in Brooklyn, and I did not plan to, and I have no regrets.
No, I mean, that show was fucking fun. And also, it's just, I called it when I saw her back earlier in the year. Her following, it was twice as intense as it was then. And it's going to keep growing. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl puts on a fun fucking show.
Yeah.
And all of the songs translate live oh. in a really powerful no way.
No kidding.
They hit.
On Tuesday, I was with people from work, and they get to go to these concerts for free and stuff because sometimes they handle some of the bookings. And one girl turns to me and goes, "She's special."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yes.
Oh my 1,000%. God. You connected the bookers of SNL to her show. That's Mage."
Who knows? I mean, that's not me. Like,
and yeah, I but she should be on Saturday Night Live. For her.
Like, it's 100%. Like when Troy went on SNL, or when like, I'm going to say, like, Maren Morris went on SNL. It's like, I love when SNL has, like, a discovery for
oh,
you.
Oh, back in the day, like, you could argue, we've discussed it on this pod, but, like, you could argue Adele became Adele uh-huh. because of her Saturday Night Live performance. She did Chasing Pavements the same night, I believe, that it was, like, the second time Tina Fey was doing Sarah Palin.
It was Josh Brolin and Adele.
Yeah, right.
It was when Sarah Palin herself showed up.
Oh, that one. Yes. Right.
And Adele has a funny story where she sees Sarah Palin in the hall and she goes, "Tina!"
Yep.
Like, she thought it was, she fully thought it was Tina Fey.
That is
but
unbelievable.
You're saying that, like, yeah, like,
I remember she won Best New Artist at the Grammys, and that was Grammy voting time, I think. And, like, it was literally, like, that election year where everyone's eyes were turned to SNL.
Yeah, everyone was watching
and then
SNL.
I remember, like, she even says it. She's like, "Tina Fey, Saturday Night Live is why I'm Adele now." And she kind of says it like that in that same exact voice I just did.
That is an amazing impression.
The fact that I lost control of my Adele, I'm worthless. I should walk into the street.
Stop it. You think it's a requirement that you have an Adele impression?
It's the easiest accent to do in the world, and I'm world famous for it.
You know what? Cockney
Break it down.
Well, it's like, you know how when you ask British people to do an American accent, or when you see a British person, like an actor.
Yeah, and they go, "Hi, y'all."
"Hi, y'all." They go into like the most regionally chaotic Southern accent.
You guys are so fucking chaotic over in the UK, dude.
I feel like the equivalent for us is doing Cockney like that. You know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean.
So it's like, it's a very delicate accent to nail.
So I'm sorry to Adele, and I'm sorry to myself for being so hard on myself about my Adele. And my therapist would be proud of me for saying,
yes.
apologizing to myself.
What did she say recently? Just another way to be cruel to yourself?
She said...
I love this, by the way. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was beating up on myself about, I think, I was nervous about the music coming out.
Of course.
And I was nervous about the music videos, which, by the way, I'm so thrilled with and happy with. And everything has been incredible. But I stress out and I beat myself up. And she was just listening to me and she just takes a beat. And my therapist just goes, "Another way for you to be cruel to yourself." And ooh. I was like, oh. And then I actually laughed because I was like, when you put it like that, it makes it sound almost like when it's so easily clocked by someone mm-hmm. else, you're like, now it just feels like,
well, now that you
boring and annoying for me to be like
it's
that.
It's beyond self-awareness. And it's like, someone calling your therapist calling you in, and so that now you know it's like in this external awareness that other people can clock it.
She just texted me.
Your therapist?
Yes. Oh my God. Do we have a psychic connection? Oh, I asked for an emergency session this week, and she said nothing yet.
Oh no. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Everything's fine. I think, okay, just to be totally real, like there was more attached to that song I just released than just like it's a funny song. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I wrote that, like, sort of to deal with what I was going through earlier in the year. So I had a degree of anxiety about it coming out. And when it came out, it just brought things up. So I reached out to the old therapist. It was the first time I ever like did I think probably with you, with Fire Island, you may have felt this way, but like, it's the first time you feel like you give a little part of yourself into a thing. Cause usually we just usually do like sketches and characters and silly songs mm-hmm. and stuff. And then all of a sudden you actually show up in something and it's like, it's different.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what this feels like, because would you say this is the first thing you've put out that has a significant degree of like, oh, this is funny, yes, but like very me, very diaristic, very like.
It's the first thing I've successfully wrote about my own pain.
Oh, wow.
It's like, and that actually feels like.
So cool.
Really cool. Because I remember, like, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I feel like the kind of writer that feels lame because I never can really put on paper what I'm going through emotionally. I can be funny and I can like explore like comedic scenarios, but I've just never been good at like using like, for lack of mm-hmm. better term, like taking my broken heart and making it into art. Like that's not a thing for me. I usually create from joy. Yeah. And I think when you are sad, that makes it even more frustrating, because you're like, why do I feel all these big fucking emotions and I can't do anything with them? Now I feel pathetic. And then I beat the shit out of myself. Because it feels like, yeah, sure, like comedy is one thing, but then actually saying how I feel, it's sometimes harder to funnel that into the comedy without feeling like you're trying too hard or, right. you know, getting in your own way, you know?
But you feel some obligation to be like, in that moment, to be like creative, generative, whatever, when you're feeling sad.
Yeah. And you can't. And that's frustrating.
No, you can't.
So this was the first time I ever successfully ended up with something where I was like, I believe that says something about what I went through. And also I stand by comedically and like as a song.
Well, the comedy of it is so inseparable from the emotion of it, which is that like, wow, I felt so many things with you, the person you're singing to in the song, but I don't really know that much about you, which is such, I'm going to go as far as to say that like, it's a universal feeling. I think we've all had those people.
Yeah. It's about that thing that feels so big, but occupies such a moment. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden time does its thing where you like literally start to forget. And there is something funny about that. Like when a star explodes, like a big bang of emotion, and then everything just starts to sort of settle. And then you're like, oh, wow, I went through that. Uh-huh. And I can't really say much specifically about it because time just starts to do that thing that they say is going to make things better. But then there's also something sad about it too, because you're like, oh man, the specificity of it is going away. That's also part of the heartbreak. Oh. So I guess that's like the best distillation of how I feel about the whole thing mm-hmm. is that like, it's worthy of a song, but I've truly can't say much specifically about it.
Yeah. But that thing makes the song.
Right.
And that's really incredible that you took it a meta layer above that and then you're like, this is what the song is about. It's excellent.
It feels good to create something that you think like says something about how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that is, girl, when we get our pens to paper.
You know what? I can't quite tell where I'm at in terms of talking about my own emotions. I will say when I'm in therapy and I go off, I'm like, well, I should be writing every word of this down because I am writing like Jerry Maguire, the movie too. You know what I mean?
You should be journaling.
I should be journaling. My journaling is awful. Well, I go back and read some of my entries from like last year and I'm like, today was fine. Went to the gym, had a smoothie. I'm like, this is so boring.
Then maybe there's something there. Make fun of yourself that. I mean, honestly, that's kind of what ultimately the Everything You Want song is. Like, I literally sat down to like do this earnest exercise of like, what do I wish him for Christmas this year? And I couldn't remember shit. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to drag myself.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something, I think it's just like, you literally just write those things down, not so that like it can be something in the moment, but so that you can have a reaction to it later. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, something about writing I didn't realize or remember, but is something.
Writing is so hard.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Especially when you train yourself to think in a short form again and again and again, I would imagine.
Well, I am always like so paralyzed whenever the season's off at SNL. I'm like, I think my creative process is, my writing process at least, is like purely site specific.
Like you just feel like it's now when you think writing, you think that type of specific.
which I really need to start like untangling, because it's like, I can't be locked into this. I cannot have the paralysis around this, around anything else, because I'm only used to this one way of posturing myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to work on longer form things in the future.
But anyway. Also, LOL at me being like, you know what you should do? Journal. Like, sorry, but as if I journal.
Yeah.
I have journaled. That's all I'm saying.
I hit a plateau with it like over the summer. I was like, this isn't really helping me. Mm-hmm. So I have been off of that. And it's been fine.
Were you spinning yourself out?
It just felt like I made it feel like such a chore, because it was on like my checklist of things to do every day. Mm-hmm. And I always came with such a weird attitude around it. I was like, this is compulsory. Like, I don't really want to do this. And so that kind of like, it's just a waste of time.
Can I ask you a question? Were you typing it?
Typing it.
You have to write it. Really? And then it will feel so much easier and actually more fun. And when you feel like you have to sit down and type something, I think there's this message you send to yourself, which is, it has to be a thing and long right now. Uh-huh. I never think I can just like jot something down typing. But when I write, I can write just like a couple sentences down, uh-huh, uh-huh, and then put it down. And then news for you, when you add to that later, you are writing something.
Totally.
Or you're just collecting whatever it is. But like your process, I think take it out of the computer.
Girl.
Where do you think you're going? To the damn notebook with a pen.
Girl.
You want to do I Don't Think So, Honey. And I, you know, it is time.
I'm so sorry. I'm feeling really sick.
The first thing we have to do before we do that, because we promised, is rank Taylor Swift's top 10 number ones. And I'm going to do it really quickly so you don't have to. Okay. Because you're going to agree with me when I say it.
Okay.
Number one is All Too Well, 10-minute version. Mm-hmm. Number two is Blank Space. Number three is Cruel Summer. Number four is Willow. Number five is Look What You Made Me Do. Number six.
You already done this?
Is, wow, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Number seven is...
You think that's worse than Look What You Made Me Do? Oh, after the movie, you rank it above that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Number seven is... Stop, you're losing me. That's not me saying that one, but I'm losing what it is. It's...
We should know this.
Shake It Off. Uh-huh. Shake It Off. Then it's Bad Blood. Then it's... Cardigan? That's only nine. I'm forgetting one. But that's okay.
I think you got all of them.
No, I didn't, because I only had nine fingers raised.
Oh, Antihero.
Antihero. Okay, then Put Antihero in between Look What You Made Me Do and...
We're Never Getting Back Together.
And We're Never Ever Getting Back Together.
That low?
I think
that's one of her most incredible songs.
It's better than All Too Well, 10-minute version, it's not, Blank
well, no,
Space,
it's not number
and
one.
Cruel Summer.
And then what did you do between Cruel Summer and...
Willow, but that's personal to me.
Oh, yeah, I do love Willow.
Willow is that girl. And when she came out with those orbs and said, wait for the signal and I'll meet you after dark.
I'm going to put that below Willow. I'm going to put Antihero below Willow, better than Look What You Made Me Do. Is that the ranking?
You have seen the Eras Tour movie. I know you have. And you still want to do that? You still want Look What You Made Me Do to be that low after you saw the Eras Tour movie and you saw the slayage and the carnage, pop carnage.
I think that's an amazing production moment in her concert.
I respect you, sister.
Sister, and do you understand what I'm saying?
I do now.
Are we ranking them by song quality?
Girl, yes, and I understand now.
I think I do. I admire Look What You Made Me Do because it is such a swing. And she was like, fuck it. This is my first single. I'm basically doing Right Said Fred. Mm-hmm. I'm Too Sexy. Who fucking cares? Yeah. I think that's actually so, so amazing.
It's literally so amazing.
Like, I'm one of the best songwriters. I'm the best songwriter of my generation. I'm putting this fucking crazy ass song out there.
Yeah.
For my like no press.
Yeah.
Vengeance album.
Don't Talk To Me album.
Don't Talk To Me album.
Taylor. Way to go.
Way to go.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
This is I Don't Think So, Honey. It's where we take 1 minute to rant, rail, and more against something in culture that we absolutely want to drag, discredit, and more. I have something that is actually based on my evening at Patrizia's. It references something that I discussed earlier, and I think this one's going to be tough, especially for the Katies, but I have to say this because I feel it.
Oh, this is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Espresso martinis. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I think that the moment burnt bright.
Yeah.
But I think that moment has passed. I think that it's now gotten out of control because I Don't Think So, Honey, having an espresso martini before your meal, unless that meal is going to be like also some kind of dessert, you are absolutely ruining your palate. I Don't Think So, Honey, that you can really enjoy, like, for example, at an Italian place, like chicken parmesan after an espresso martini. I'm sorry. Seconds. I Don't Think So, Honey. I want to throw up when I think about that combination. And you will see these girls sucking down espresso martinis with meals and ruining their dinners. Meanwhile, post dinner, fine. But as a cultural moment, we've moved on from just post dinner drinks. And also, you can't use it in the place of a Red Bull anymore. I Don't Think So, Honey, because culturally now we're confused.
5 seconds.
We've let the espresso martini go too far. It's time to go back to Red Bull. And if you're this type of girl, cocaine. I don't think so, honey.
Amazing. Now, I want to say that.
Don't do cocaine.
Don't do cocaine. Like an espresso, this peaked an amazing peak, but it is now crashing.
I don't really know what to say.
You're saying that we as a culture have moved on from post-dinner drinks?
No, I'm saying we as a culture can't handle espresso martinis. This is why we can't have nice things because they've moved too far beyond being a post-dinner drink to like give us a second win. Like now culturally, like I see them at all hours of the day.
No.
And also there's this crazy thing happening. Uh-oh. And Jessel, I love you, girl. But earlier in the season of Roni, my girl, my diva, Jessel. Tank. I am a tank top.
She
ordered a espresso martini with tequila.
Oh, I do remember that. That was when I wasn't a big fan of hers. And I went.
And now I look back and I'm like, go off queen with your weird ass cocktail. But No. We can't be trusted with this anymore.
We can't. Did you watch the reunion last night?
I have to tell you, I didn't, but I will. But I heard that it was boring and that's making it hard to like.
It's only in 2 parts.
It's only in 2 parts. And the first part you would say was kind of boring.
Pretty boring. Although there are interesting dynamics happening where you can clearly see it's so obvious that Cy and Aaron have come into that reunion being like, oh, we came off really bad.
Yeah.
But then Cy, of course, is fucking insufferable and does this thing where she's like, I'm taking full accountability. And I'm sorry, Bryn, for what I said to you. And I'm sorry, Jessel, for what I said, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. I'm taking full accountability. And then within her next breath is like, but also like I was right and your husband's cheating on you and blah, blah, blah. No one suffered more than me. All this shit. Erin does the same thing. She has a tearful moment out of nowhere about being the older sister, the eldest sister. Fucking Jenna starts sobbing 10 minutes in. It was a weird one, but
I heard Uba was kind of acting
Uba was misunderstanding things.
I did
not understand what to bring to that scenario.
Mm.
Was like totally derailing a conversation that Andy was starting, where like everyone would be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it was not great. And then it ends with Cy and Jessel, and then like Jessel came off great, and Jessel has a great moment where
She looks good next to Andy.
She looks good next to Andy, but then Cy in one of her like, you know, moments, her word salads was like, I apologize. I should have never commented on your marriage. I don't think you and your husband have a connection, but I should never comment on someone's marriage. And then Jessel was like, you just did.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But the way Jessel does it is like, well, you're fucking stupid. It was great. I think Jessel, clear winner.
I shouldn't have said anything. I apologize for saying something.
By the way,
I don't think you and your husband have a connection,
but
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. But I don't think you and your husband have a connection.
But I shouldn't be commenting on your marriage. Well, you just did.
Can I ask, what do you think it is about Cy that stops her from being a villain we love and is making her more of a villain that we're irritated with?
She's not funny. She, actually, Hunter Harris was actually talking about this in her Substack. Like, Brynn and Jenna have style.
Yeah.
Cy has brands.
Yeah.
Cy doesn't really, I don't think she like knows how to dress herself.
I will say, I think she always looks amazing, but you're right. It might be for the reasons you're saying, because I think that there's a lack of like individuality in what she brings. And,
well, she was harping on the same things all season. The food.
Yeah.
Her mother, which is of course a tragic thing, but like constantly bringing it up as a way to like put down other people. So bizarre.
I wonder if she feels really embarrassed about the food thing.
I'm sure.
Because it got really tiring.
Well, you can tell that she is someone who embarrassment is adjoined to anger.
Mm.
Like when she, like in the finale, when she was like, it
lash
wasn't
out.
Fucking camera.
Yeah, like, she lashes out.
When she, when she's been caught in something, she fucking explodes. And you're like, yikes, that is not something that anyone likes to see on TV from any gender. You know what I mean? I don't think it's like she's a woman. She's not allowed to be angry. She's a woman of color. I think it literally is something that, like, that's not fun on reality television.
I think it just needs to feel, like, justified. And it's just, she got so... Here's my thing. I don't even dislike her. I think they're all figuring out... I don't know why I have, like, a compassion for this cast. Maybe it's because I'm doing their BravoCon panel and I'm really trying
to be fair.
I think what it is, it's not even about fair. It's I'm just really trying to see the best in all of them.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
I'm trying not to make a decision about one of them before I like go into this thing where right. I have to like, you know, right. talk with all of them and et cetera. But I will say it is tough with Cy because it's that thing of like her behavior just isn't very grounded.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it could be the editing, but like, it's just, well, you can't really fake it.
That's such a rookie move though for her. It's both Cy and Erin being on like the Bravo Instagram commenting, being like, stay tuned for the reunion. The editing did us dirty, blah, blah, blah. And then like people dragging them in the replies.
Yeah, it's just...
I had to get in there and be like, girl, you're not cut out for this. I really don't think Erin is cut out for reality television.
She seems very sensitive in a way where it's like...
No, it's fine. It's not like a... Yeah, she's sensitive.
If you're able to dish it out, you have to be able to take it. And it seems like taking it for her means like full meltdown in a way where it's like, okay, cute. We can watch that for sure. We can adjust to that. It's not clear at the end of it. Like... And I think their first season and second season, for better or worse, are going to be very different because these women now have been in the machine and the cooker, which is why I don't think we should get rid of any of them. I think I'm going to double down on this. We keep them all and bring in Leah. I think that is the best move, if Leah even wants to do it.
Right, but start the campaign.
Anyway, espresso martinis. I'm just noticing... It's excess.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Bowen, do you have an I don't think so any topic? Yes, you do. You said it was going to be a barn burner, and this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Bowen Yang, your I don't think so honey time starts now.
I don't think so honey, the word earnestness. Why aren't you earnesty? Why aren't you earnesty? The English language is a lie. Y'all, we are breaking the language. I just broke the language. Earnesty is not a word, but it should be, right? It's not honestness. It's honesty. And honesty is the word that is the most important, not earnestness.
Yeah.
And therefore, honesty should set the model for earnesty. We need to write legislation to make earnesty a word in America, at least. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for other countries, for other countries that speak English, but in America, it should be earnesty. That is something that we can all get behind. It's a bipartisan effort that will pass.
15
Unless
seconds.
You're being contrarian out there and being fucking, oh, it's earnestness, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't want to hear from you. You should not participate in our democracy.
Get out.
You should only vote
5 seconds.
If you think the word should be earnesty, because otherwise the English language is a fucking grift.
And that's 1 minute. I have to say, there's another example of this, which is it's not jealousness.
It's not jealousness.
It's jealousy. That you add a Y to the word.
Yeah.
Honesty. Jealousy. Earnesty.
It's not ironness. It's irony.
No, it's irony.
Ness, I don't like on any word.
No. Oh, you.
Just watching
Bowen just literally physically. You were like Yoda at the end of, I think it's... He dies in, I think, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
No, he dies in Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, yeah.
Yeah, you literally just did that, his final breath.
No, I was going to say, I looked like anytime Rogue would like touch someone.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, ugh.
You need a moment of like coming back together because you spent all your energy on that one. I agree with you, sister. Earnesty down.
Earnesty. Earnestness don't sound right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Ness offends you.
Ness is so gross.
Get out of here, Nessie.
Get out of here.
Fucking Ness.
Dirty old man.
Dirty old man. Well, this has been, I think, a very healing episode. Your energy seems much lighter and better now than when I came in.
Very
and
heavy.
I thought you were dead man walking, sister, with the lights turned low.
I'm going to get better.
Soon I wish you could, you'll get. Well, I guess we should end every episode with a song.
Ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, you'll get better soon.
Cause you have to.
For more on that, listen to Soon You'll Get Better featuring The Chicks.
Off the album Lover.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.